then, sir, I'll meet you down at the pig pens. I'll meet you down at the post office at 7 o'clock. Yes, if I get there first, I'll make a blue line. If you get there first, you rub it out.
Boy, what's your idea arguing that man about being a man in the moon?
Well, I believe there is a man in the moon. I believe that.
Well, you told that man you spoke to the man in the moon.
Yeah, but I didn't say he answered me. I wouldn't do that.
Well, did you ever see the man in the moon?
No, I never saw him, no.
You ever seen anybody ever did see the man in the moon?
Maybe I don't believe I did, no.
Well, you ever seen anybody ever saw anybody said they saw anybody said they saw the man in the moon?
No, I'd rather not be bothered with that. But I dreamed there was a man in the moon, and I believe in dreams. Do you?
Nobody believes in dreams.
Oh, I believe them.
Well, I don't.
I still do. I never did until one night I dreamed I was eating flannel cakes, and when I woke up, the blanket was gone. And I had another dream. I dreamed I was awake, and when I woke up, I was asleep.
Well, I'll bet that argument you had with that dog pitcher was no dream.
Oh, I wasn't arguing with that dog pitcher. He wanted to put me in his wagon, he did.
Oh, he didn't want to put you in the wagon. He wanted to put your dog in the wagon.
No, he had him.
Well, what kind of a dog was it? A Newfoundland?
Oh, no.
A shepherd?
Oh, no.
An Airedale?
He believes he is, but he's not.
Well, is he a fox terrier?
Oh, no.
Great Dane?
No, you're only wasting time. Because even if you guessed what he is, I wouldn't know.
Well, I know what he is. He's a Pekingese.
Yes, I guess he is, but I really don't know what he is.
Well, what would you say his parents were?
Careless. He's a tall dog like that. He's tall.
Well, what do you feed the dog, meat?
No, he won't eat meat.
That's funny. I never heard of a dog wouldn't eat meat.
Oh, yes, you have. You heard of him. He wouldn't eat it.
Well, why not?
Well, he had a reason for it.
What reason?
We didn't give him that. But he had bad luck. He was crossing the railroad track, and a train came before he got by. And train cutting his tail off.
Train cut the dog's tail off?
Yeah, what do you know about that,
Oh, boy, that's bad when a dog gets his tail cut off. It's got nothing to guide him or nothing to balance him.
True, brother, true.
Certainly must have hurt his carriage.
Oh, behavior. He got his tail cut off.
That's what I say. It must have hurt his carriage.
No, it didn't hurt his carriage, but it ruined his wagon.